33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. What goes up must come down. That's Newton's third law of motion and part of a 1960s song you may now have spinning in your head. Sorry about that. But the truth of those words is being tested right now in Waco, Texas. Texas Standard's Kate Gretzinger grew up there and brings us our story.
I can tell you from experience, as soon as something good happens in Waco, something else sets it back again. But that pattern of up and down changed with Fixer Upper, the wildly popular HGTV show featuring local house-flipping team Chip and Joanna Gaines.
The idea of a Fixer Upper, I think to a lot of people, is a dumpy little house with a $20,000 budget.
We really want to twist that. We want to turn that.
That show is a big reason almost 3 million people visited Waco last year. The visitor count was just 500,000 the year before the show hit the airwaves. In turn, new businesses are popping up, filling downtown storefronts that have been vacant for decades. So Chip and Joanna's announcement last week that they're quitting the show hit a nerve with Wacoans. The big question in town is, can Chip and Joanna continue to defy the laws of gravity, bringing Waco up with them?
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round.
Carla Pendergraft is the city of Waco's director of marketing. She heard the news about the end of Fixer Upper last week, along with the rest of the world.
And I pretended to be really cool about it and everything, but inside I was very shocked.
Pendergraft did what any good marketer would do and turned to social media to find out how people were reacting to the news.
And what fans have said is that, how are we going to get our Chip and Joe fix now? We're going to have to go down to Waco. Well, what better way than to come to Waco and be at Magnolia Markets?
Magnolia Market is the home furnishing store Chip and Joanna Gaines opened 2 years ago in downtown Waco. Pendergraft says it alone draws around 35,000 visitors a week. Waco Mayor Kyle Deaver, who came into office just after Magnolia Market opened in 2016, says it has driven development downtown.
There's no question that the acceleration that came after that project and them establishing that as their retail headquarters has had a tremendous acceleration effect on Waco.
Magnolia Market is more than a store. It's a destination. And it's the centerpiece of the Gaines' version of Waco, where everything is picture-perfect and every day is bring-your-kids-to-work day. The market is three buildings, a food truck court, and two towering grain silos, situated around a large green lawn covered in picnic tables. Corey McIntyre owns Milo Biscuit Company, a food truck featuring homemade biscuits and chicken fried and sweet tea. He opened his business at Magnolia in 2016, alongside his wife, after the couple met Joanna Gaines on a visit to Waco the year before.
From the ground floor, we were part of the conversation, which was really cool.
McIntyre plans to open a brick-and-mortar restaurant downtown this year. He says Magnolia provided him and his fellow food truck owners a platform to start their businesses that didn't exist in Waco before.
There's this little business ecosystem over there that's kind of spawned out of this TV show and then just who Chip and Joe are.
The city of Waco has worked with the Gaineses to ensure that people coming to Waco to see Magnolia, located just 2 minutes off I-35, have a reason to stay in the city and explore. The city's Visitors Bureau created a sightseeing map of spots featured in the show and worked to set up a trolley line to ferry people around town.
It had about 175,000 riders its first year, and that's wildly successful for any sort of public transit.
Virtually no corner of Waco has escaped the Gaines' Midas touch. Realtor Camille Johnson, who has sold homes in Waco for 30 years, says property values across the city are at an all-time high.
The average sale in Waco last year was $147,000, and that was in 2015. The average sale last year was $177,000. You know, I'm sure we're close to average sale of $190,000 to $200,000 now.
Johnson says Fixer Upper has even drawn people to Waco to start their own home flipping businesses.
I have a really cool family that moved from California. They had a very successful remodeling business in California. Well, they moved here, bought a home here, and they're doing that same thing in Waco.
So many people are benefiting from the Gaines' show that you'd expect at least some outrage at their decision to call it quits. After all, it's marketing that can't be bought or replaced. But Wacoans don't seem to be holding a grudge. In fact, Pendergraft sees the move as the Gaines is refocusing their efforts closer to home.
I can't imagine that they don't have something else up their sleeve. You know, you look at what they've done. They have the Hearth and Hand line coming up. They have Magnolia Table that's going to open. Then Chip's Corner is going to open up in one of the silos. And then they keep inventing new events.
Pendergraft is confident these and other ventures will continue to bring record-breaking crowds to Waco. Milo Biscuit Company owner, Corey McIntyre, isn't quite as optimistic. He thinks tourism is likely to fall off a bit, but he says he supports the Gaines' decision, and he thinks they'll continue to support Waco businesses like his in return.
I think Chip and Joanna will be eating at Milo whenever we open, not only just with us, but with all the other people they've worked with.
We reached out to Chip and Joanna Gaines to see if they had anything to add, but they politely declined. The last episode of their show will air next spring. I'm Kate Kretzinger for the Texas Standard.